Welcome to the pilot episode of the Running AI Podcast. We are delighted to finally get started. My name is Aaron Mutal, and I'm the host alongside my partner in crime, co-host, Mr. Heiz. You know what? I don't even actually know how to pronounce your last name. Maybe I should let you do it in a second. Anyways, we're marketers at Run AI, and if you aren't familiar with us, we've actually built... How would you describe us today now, Heiz?
That's a great first question. So I would describe ourselves as a platform that delivers dynamic AI workload integration, basically making sure that the right resources get to the right people at the right time.
I like it. I like to call us basically a super scheduler, in that we combine orchestration with virtualization into one end-to-end platform. Anyways, if you want to learn more about our company, Run AI, feel free to visit our website, www.run.ai. You can learn more. Maybe I can just say also, shameless plug about us. We had a nice day yesterday. Our Series C raised $75 million. Very cool. You can see a lot more about that as well. Go to our website. Okay, Heiz, I actually said I didn't know how to pronounce your last name. First of all, thanks a lot for agreeing to do this podcast with me. Could you introduce yourself, where you're from, what's your story, and how do you actually say your name?
Absolutely. I think this is the start of many of my conversations with anyone who's not Dutch. So first little info about me. I'm Dutch, hence the name. So let me try to... pronounce it slowly. So it's Gijsbert Jansen van Doorn. But after all these years working with non-Dutch speaking people, I've come to accept any pronunciation of my name. So don't worry about it. Like I said, I'm based in the Netherlands. I live in this wonderful city called Arnhem, which is very sunny right now. So you can see it on my face. I'm in front of two windows. For anyone who's watching the video on YouTube with the video actually enabled, this is sun on my face. I'm very white colored because of the fact that we don't get sun a lot. So I don't get a chance to get a tan, but I'm working on it. I'm the responsible for technical product marketing at Run AI. And my background isn't necessarily marketing. My background is systems engineering. I used to be an SE at another Israeli-based company called Zerto, who delivers a platform for data protection and disaster recovery for IT infrastructure. Working there as many years as an SE, I made the switch to what some might refer to the dark side, but marketing, more specifically technical marketing. Which I very much enjoyed. And through my network and through working with people, I ended up at this very, very exciting place, Run AI.
Sweet. You have a couple kids, right?
I've got two kids, age 5 and 8. Daughter is the youngest one. Son is the oldest one. And they keep me busy whenever I'm not working.
Yeah. Same for me. So thanks, Heiz. A little bit about myself as well. I'm new to marketing, the dark side, as if you will. I came from sales both as an AE and an SDR for a number of years. Actually, if you're listening to this podcast and you don't know what those two terms were, AE, account executive, that's like a closer in the software industry, and the SDR, sales development representative, is kind of like a support sales role for that account executive. Anyways, so I've been working in SaaS sales for a number of years, moved over officially to the dark side of marketing a little over a year ago. I do live in Israel, but I grew up outside, just outside of LA, and I'm married also with three young kids. As you said, hi, never a dull moment. One day I hope to actually take acting lessons. I'm a coffee fanatic. Actually, I have a coffee hat here somewhere. I'm kind of jammed on right at the moment on some caffeine, so we should maybe somehow throw in some of that, like my favorite coffees at some point. Anyways, most of the time when I'm working, I work in my old man robe. It's like I was thinking about wearing it on the on this inaugural episode here, but like no, I gotta be a little bit more serious. And anything else I want to say about myself? Well, I do hope to go back to school, I think, one day. I want to study maybe psychology, like study people or economics, the economics of people, like behavioral economics, and history. Anyways, yeah, people just fascinate me, and that's how I got into this idea of I wanted to start a podcast. To go on like a more serious note, when I joined RunAI, the intention was always to go into marketing. I did a couple quarters in sales to, to pay my dues, so to speak. And I told them when I get into marketing, I wanted to launch a podcast for the AI space, not knowing that over the last 3 years, it got pretty busy in this space. But, our leadership loved it. And they asked me, Heise, I don't even know if you know this, but they asked me, like, so what exactly would you like to do? And I basically said, I want to do like an interview-based podcast with thought leaders in the world of AI. And hopefully enable it to be as expansive as possible, in that I would like, of course, AI practitioners to get use out of this podcast. But I'm also kind of hoping that people that have absolutely no background in AI can get at least some use out of this podcast, or a lot as well. So that's kind of how I brought this idea to the company. They loved it. Again, as I said, Heise joined, I think, a year and a half after me. And Heise, you were totally game to do this with me, so that's awesome. But Heise probably has, you have probably a lot of better ideas or solid ideas of how to actually make this work. So I want to pick your brain on that in this episode. But there's one last thing I want to say about myself, if I can, because there's one thing I forgot about myself, which is my nicknames. So one nickname has been given to me at every company. Everybody calls me the same thing, which is, if you're familiar with the Key and Peele episode, my name is Aaron, right? So everybody calls me Aaron, which I don't dislike, but I have a self-given nickname. It's from when I was a kid, and it's a total, another story for another day, but it's El Presidente. That's what I like to call myself. I got my old man robe. I'm El Presidente. I got my coffee. That's me in a nutshell. Anyways, yeah. So to go back again to the serious thing here is, I think what I'm thinking with this podcast here is to kind of talk anything and everything AI, from the most sensitive issues in AI to the most random use cases of AI, and to do so with the top thought leaders, or thought leaders in the world of AI, and let them be interviewed by us, and give us both educational, but also, to a certainly to a degree, entertaining content. That's my thinking. And Hayes, now I want to kind of turn it over to you to get your thoughts on how you want to structure this.
No, I think I agree with you. I think one thing I noticed is when I joined RunAI, coming from IT infrastructure, boring data protection. No, it was very exciting at the time. But jumping into AI, there was so much to learn. There were so many things I needed to dive into and watch videos on and read articles on. And that got me like really interested because one, the way AI is being applied in the field out there right now is so fascinating. It's so extremely cool.
Do you
But
think it
then,
also gets to a point where it's could potentially be even a little bit scary?
every now and then,
Yeah, yeah.
we I'd like to think that
But the coolness factor outweighs the scariness factor, I think.
100%. I mean,
Yeah, yeah.
they're the cool the number of cool projects out there right now being built, being experimented with, is it's insane. But I'd like to always relate it back to my comfort area, my comfort zone,
Okay.
which is IT infrastructure.
So boring, but
I know
yes.
it's very boring, but
I'm just kidding.
I have to dig into it because all these great AI projects, I mean, coding something is one thing,
Yep.
but it needs to be coded on something, on some, using some framework, using infrastructure, using this, using that. So the more I started digging into, okay, what's the process behind it? Right. What are some of the practices being used? What are some of the technology being used? I think the proper way to refer to it is it's a jungle. It's a jungle out there of tools, practices,
Interesting. Okay, that's so yeah. Okay, keep going. And I have another word that floats through my head about the world of AI, but that you're talking about, I think, on the infrastructure side.
Oh yes, that was to me
Yeah.
the big thing where I needed to learn, right? I've gone through so many things in IT infrastructure, from on-prem to cloud to DevOps, all these things that are happening, and now I'm in a space where it's that jungle that it was like decades ago in IT, like regular IT infrastructure, like more traditional software development. And that's where I wanted to get some clarity there. So I started digging into this and I started doing my research. And honestly, I really missed a podcast that addressed all of those different things in like different episodes. So when you approached me, I was like, this is the first thing I thought. Oh, great. We can talk about MLOps. We can talk about how AI is being applied. We can talk about cool projects. We can talk about GPUs. We can talk about other AI accelerators. But I wanted to talk about everything.
Now, if people that work in the world of AI know what GPUs are. If you're not familiar, graphic processing units, a lot of the heavy duty AI research that's being conducted is conducted using very powerful compute resources, or, and in this case, the best form of compute probably is GPUs. So, yeah, sorry.
No,
Is
absolutely.
that right? Is
GPUs are being used all over the place, specifically like the deep learning
Yeah.
aspect of AI. But it's so fascinating to look at all of those elements. And one thing I'd like to do with this podcast is whoever joins, whatever guest we have on this podcast, talk to them about the journey, about how they survived or got out of this jungle.
Okay, that makes okay. Got it. Makes a lot of sense. So you use the word jungle. That's especially in terms of kind of putting together all the pieces with the hardware, the software, making sense of what works, what doesn't work. I just think of actual like what the world of data science and AI is doing. The word that has been coming to my mind for the last few years is like a rocket ship. Everybody talks about like these startups that are rocket ships. Or like, welcome to the rocket ship. To me, like when I think of the pace at which AI seems to be accelerating and being accepted as like de facto something that an organization or university, whatever should be doing, it's sweeping the world, it seems like, pretty quickly. I guess that kind of gets back to the scariness piece, but I think it's more the coolness piece at the end of the day. And it's less to do, I it that's the rocket ship piece, I guess. Maybe it does tie back to the jungle in the sense of things are moving at such a crazy fast pace that people that are either AI practitioners or supporting AI practitioners need to make sense of this jungle quickly. And how they're doing that at record speed, That's interesting.
100% agree. Very interesting.
But I think maybe some people might be wondering, like, if we're going to be covering a specific topic in AI, like healthcare or autonomous vehicles, I would say
Neural networks.
neural networks. I think it's anything and everything. Now, as we're doing this, I kind of have this. Sorry for TV fans. Like, this just takes me back to, like, I'm imagining you and me, Heis, like, we're pitching this to RunAI's executive leadership, including our investors. And they're like, "So you have a podcast about AI, but what is it about exactly?" And we say everything, and they say everything sounds like nothing. And you go like, "Exactly, nothing." And it just takes me back to Larry David and Seinfeld. Like, sorry, it's coming through my head right now. Anyways, no, this is not a podcast, an AI podcast about nothing. But I hope we can keep it really educational and entertaining at a broad level for a wide audience. That's, to me, I hope we can do that.
100% agree. I think it depends on our guests and how you and me have been working on a list.
Right.
I'd say, I mean, subscribe because there are definitely coming some great guests on this podcast.
That's another thing I want to say. Anybody who listens to this episode, whether it's right after we publish it or way out in the future, please reach out to us, suggest topics that you want us get out there. Maybe it's a topic that's sensitive to you or exciting to you. Maybe it's a topic that you feel you have some degree of ownership over. Maybe you could be an interesting person for us to chat with. The framework I'm kind of thinking here, Heis, is episodes being like 25 or 30 minutes at length, so it's something that you can do, something you can digest, maybe as you're making a salad or I don't know,
Doing a walk.
during a walk. There you go, right? Like, you listen to your podcast during your morning or afternoon walks, right?
Every day, every morning, my morning walk is the distance is determined by the length of the podcast, or at least that's what I try to do.
Oh, wow.
I have podcasts that take 90 minutes that I'll listen to, and I have podcasts that take 20 minutes, but most of the times for the 20 minutes one, just to make sure that everybody gets that I'm doing the right amount of exercise, I listen to two.
There you go. Nice. So I tend to listen to my podcast either on the way to the office or on the way home in my car. It's like when I'm in that mood, not for music, and it's, and I have a long commute, so I can tee up a few at the same time. Also, besides the length, again, like 25, 30 minutes, that's what we're kind of aiming for here. Probably monthly this year, right? So we'll get 10 to 10, 11 out this year. Maybe we could do twice a month, but I just think it could be hard because this is, by the way, just for everybody listening, this is not my day job and it's also not Heis's day job. It's kind of a nice little cherry on the top for both of us. I would love to be able to just do a brief intro with our guests as obviously kind of a natural intro. Let them have some time within that 25, 30 minute space to let everybody know who they are, what's their background, kind of give that context. And then we'll go into a core topical discussion where, in particular, I'm a lot less technical, of course, than Heis, where Heis can have a proper, informed, technical conversation. And then what I would love to do, Heis, is hopefully end every episode with like a lightning round of random questions that everybody can, look forward to. Maybe like the lightning round. That'd be like my favorite part if I was listening. Just to kind of get a sense of who the guest actually is, and some random things about them that would be pretty cool to know. What do you think?
I agree. That would be fun. And the one thing I'd like to emphasize again is when we say it's about anything and everything AI.
Sorry, yeah, that's what I'm saying. What are you
Yeah.
saying?
No, I think the focus is AI practitioners
Oh, okay.
in the in the full spectrum of it. It's
Right.
whether you're a data scientist, or you're the one delivering compute to data scientists, and anything that's in between, that would be interesting to us because we want to talk about every aspect of that AI journey, how it's being applied, how it's being developed, how it's running, where it's, I mean, every aspect of it. And I think that would make it very interesting.
I also I think some of the lineup of people that we're talking about joining, they're also at they're in unique roles. They're in think tanks, they're in so I'm also thinking some of these people that have come on, they may not be maybe on a day-to-day basis the practitioner, but what they're doing is certainly it's n very deep in the weeds of AI, if you will. So okay. Well, personally, I think it'd be kind of cool to do a lightning round with you at some point, Heis. I don't know if we have time. I don't know how long we've already been talking, but what do you think? Are you game?
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Okay. So let me see. Let me get my questions up. I
Oh,
did
you
write them
prepped
down.
this.
I pr Oh, dude. Are you kidding?
Wonderful.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Name the person you'd most like to have dinner with. It could be living or historical, and say why.
Wow, you should have sent me these questions beforehand. Oh
No,
no,
it's
that's the
better this
fun
way.
part of
That's
it,
the fun
right?
part of this. Yeah.
This is probably going to be a very boring
The founder of Heineken. No,
answer.
sorry.
No, not a big fan here.
By the way, shameless plug, we do have our Lunch and Learn series. It's called Beers with Engineers. Check out Heis there. He always drinks some sort of beer during the Beers with Engineers. No sales guys are there. It's just an educational experience. It's enjoyable. Consume it with the beer on us. Okay, yeah, sorry.
Absolutely. So
Shameless plug.
that's a shameless plug. I think it would be my great grandfather, who I've never
Interesting.
personally met. There's a lot of unknowns, but there's a lot of knowns of the family and how we got to where we are right now. And there's a very interesting history. And I never really got the full story because my granddad actually passed away when I was very young, so I never really got to connect with him. So I'd like to go back as long as possible into really my family and their very interesting life. And I think I'd love to have dinner with him and talk about it.
So, okay. Now, I mean, I actually, this is totally random, but I've always thought I would love to know, I think I'd love to know who my great, great, great ancestors were from like 4 centuries ago. And I think I said I think because I don't know if they're like mass murderers or something, then maybe I wouldn't want to know. But okay, it's cool. So somebody close to your family. For me, I gotta say, if I living or historical, oh God, this is sort of it's sort of a religious answer or whatever, but I'm gonna say the mid-century Spanish philosopher Maimonides. He's pro I don't know. Do you know who that is?
Sorry about
Okay.
that.
No, it's all good. He was like he was a rabbi, but he was like a lead physician of his day as well. He published a lot on health in his day. In fact, he became like the court physician in Egypt or something. Whatever. He's just And then he wrote a ton of philosophy, and he tried to make a synthesis of like Talmudic rabbinic Judaism with Greek philosophy. I don't know if he really succeeded, but he tried it at least. Very interesting dude. And I've always just wanted, I wish I could like be able to sit with him and pick his brain a little bit. Anyways, all right, cool. I like your response. Let's go to question number two. If you didn't have the career you the amazing career that you have as a technical product manager, Sorry, technical product marketing leader. What would you be doing instead right now?
I would be an architect.
Art Van Delight, sorry, Seinfeld. Wait, okay, why?
So that was actually the job I what I wanted to be when I was young. I was always drawing. I still, maybe for some other podcast and the ones that are watching the video, I still have a drawing of the house I designed myself at age 11 at my parents' place.
Yeah.
Nothing has changed. It would still be my dream house on scale, everything. But I wanted to be an architect. I wanted to design houses.
That's pretty sweet.
Specifically houses, not like office buildings, but like where people would live. And 100%, if I wouldn't have picked this, if I wouldn't got addicted to my 486 Essex 33 computer when my dad bought it for me, I would have been an architect.
All right. So I have kind of like two answers. One is I think I would have loved being a journalist and barista at the same time, like being a host at my own coffee shop that I owned and bringing in cool people to speak to and pick their brain. Or to be an educator of some sort, maybe history, because I definitely have a lot of passion and curiosity in those two areas. All right, so number three, what's the top destination on you and your girlfriend's vacation bucket list, and why? And have you already been there?
Ooh, that's a great question. The funny thing is, my girlfriend and I have very different opinions on where we need to travel, but I think we can both agree that the one very high on our list is Australia.
Opa, nice.
And
Yeah, why?
I've been there twice, actually. I've done both west and the eastern part of it. I kind of fell in love with it. I really like it, and I'd love to show it to my girlfriend, and she's never been there.
Okay, so you say west and east, meaning like, what do they call it? Like everything above Sydney on the east coast? Is that the east coast? Yeah.
Yeah, that's east. Yeah, so I did Sydney to Cairns. And then the other time I went from Darwin to Perth, so that's a little bit more.
I have a cousin in Perth I've never met, but I have a cousin there. Nice. Definitely on that's okay. So for me, these are like totally opposite destinations, but I have two. I haven't been to either, but definitely I want to go to like do some crazy trip in Alaska. I knew some anyways, I'll leave it at that on Alaska. No, I have not been there. And the other is an I think I can convince my wife, who does not like cold weather, to do Alaska if I can, demonstrate that she'll have all the warm accommodations she needs. The other one that she definitely does not want to do, she said to find a buddy to do it with me, is safari. I like watching those National Geographic videos or BBC, like Savannah, the lions and hyenas and elephants. And I just we gotta I gotta go there. I gotta do a safari one day. All right, cool. So let's look at qu we, there's two more questions, or maybe there's just one more. Okay, here we go. Question number four: the best book you have read recently and why? Tell us about it.
Okay. And this is something I probably should have told you. I am not a book reader.
I could figure that out from your intellect. No, I'm kidding.
Thank you so much.
Just kidding.
I'll bleep that out as well.
Yeah.
Okay. See, I'm editing this podcast everybody knows. I don't read books. So the last book I read was probably in high school.
Mandatory silent reading book or mandatory Dutch literature book?
Yes. Mandatory book. And I can't remember which one. And besides that, I love to learn. Like, it's my motto, never stop learning. But I need to do it my way, which means I'm reading an article and I see something interesting, a specific topic. I then dig into that topic, reading other articles, watching videos, Googling.
It makes a lot of sense.
It's more of a research thing than actually sitting down to read a book. I read books for like getting certified and all kinds of things in technology, but I don't consider that reading a book. But and besides that, I read articles and like tutorials and snippets. I don't read full books. Sorry, I'm not the reading type.
All good. Okay. No, that's great. So the last book that I read in full, well, you know, I got to tell you, when you have three kids, a 4-month-old, and the last book I read in full probably was definitely before my baby was born. And I believe it was a novel. Yeah, it was a novel a Hebrew novel that I read in English because I don't read Hebrew well enough to read a novel. But it was very apropos what was before me. It was a short novella, is that the word? A short story about a dad and his new son. And it had some dark and then lighter twist to it. I forgot the name in English. He's a very famous author in Israel, I'll bet Yehoshua. It taught me a lot because he definitely wrote a story that was intended to make a parent think about his or her role vis-a-vis a child in terms of, you know, raising a healthy child. And it sort of helped kind of scare me straight of being like, you got to take fatherhood seriously. So anyways, let me get closer. It was a good book. It had some dark pieces to it. So this has been a pretty fun opening lightning round of the two of us. In the future, they'll be of our guests.
I'm already looking forward to it.
Yeah. So I think our first guest in the next episode is going to be somebody internally that's definitely I would say qualifies as a thought leader in AI. And we'll be back. I want to say thanks a lot to Ron AI also for letting us do this, giving us the space and creativity to try to come up with this in the first place.
Absolutely.
And thanks a lot, Mr. Heise. And to everybody in our audience, actually, thanks for listening. Please stay tuned. We'll be updating you soon once we do have our next episode actually lined up. And until next time, cheers and be well. The Running AI Podcast.
Thank you so much, Aaron. Thanks, everyone, for listening. It was fun.
It was. Cheers.